Welcome to the Dropshipping Secret Show with Jesse Lopez, the place for women, period.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Dropshipping Secrets podcast. Over the next 7 minutes, I'm going to walk you through step by step on how to set up and increase your sales instantly from start to finish. My name is Jesse Lopez, owner of Dropshipping Secrets and a multi-million dollar Shopify store. I help e-commerce and digital business owners fix their ads and increase their profit so they can have a consistent and reliable way to sell their products and services weekly without having to use sketchy, outdated strategies that only waste your time. And in this podcast, I'm going to help you put together the V-curve strategy so you too can start building your bank account faster today. Shout out to one of my past mentors, TL, for teaching me this strategy. This was recorded while driving on my iPhone 11 Pro, so please bear with me. Let's get started. What I want to talk to y'all about is how to increase your sale on the checkout page. Now, if you're using ClickFunnels makes it really easy to do this. This is called the V-curve. I paid $2,500 just to learn this, and it's made me a ton of money. So I'm fixing to share that with you. So please grab a notepad and a pencil so you can write this down, because this is going to increase your conversions like 100%. Okay. If you're not using ClickFunnels, I'll go over how you can do it on Shopify. But first, let me go over how do you do this on ClickFunnels. Okay. So if you're using ClickFunnels, what you want to do is go ahead and on the checkout page, let's say you're selling a $50 product, okay? And when the customer hits the checkout page on ClickFunnels, what you're able to do is ClickFunnels allows you to add in more products. You give them, so you're giving them the option to purchase more products, okay? And so your first one would look like $50 for the first one. For the second one, it would be double that, okay? So it'd be like times two, whatever it is. So if it's $49.99, it would be like $99.98 for two. And you want to make the third one, you want to make that one the best deal. Now, what you got to do is figure out your cost, because I mean it's all different for everybody. So, but let's say for example that my cost for the product is $15, okay? So what I want to do here is, let's say it's $15 and I'm charging $50 for the product, okay? So what I'm going to do here is on the third one, I'm just going to add $15 to it. So it's going to look like this. Hey, buy one, get it for $50, right? $49.99. Buy two, get it for $99.98. Best deal on number three, on the third option, you say best deal. And you put buy two, get the second one for $15 or something like that. You know what I mean? So that is kind of how you want to set it up for the first three. And then on the next one, buy four, put it at what it would normally be. So it would be four times $49.99, which would be almost $200, right? So you would put the amount right there. And, when people look at this, you'll be surprised that a lot of people are going to go for the best deal, you know, even if they're paying, even if it's going from, you know, paying $50, they were just there to pay $50, but they see the deal. Just because people love good deals, you know, they love just taking advantage of a good offer, you know. What they'll end up doing is actually pay more. So the third one might be actually $115, right? Because you're only adding the product cost on the third one. So it was
For two, it's $99.98. You're charging them full price for that. But on the third one, you're only upping the price $15, which is your product cost. Okay, and they'll take it. You know, a lot of people, I'm seeing about a 10% conversion rate, at least, and that's on the low side. Okay, on all my orders on that right there. So, man, it, you know, you're looking at getting orders for, you know, over $100, a ton of orders, right? Not just one. And then plus all your upsells and downsells that you're adding in. So it even makes it, you know, almost closer to 200, depending on what your upsells and downsells are, right? But anyways, nonetheless, that's how you're able to increase your conversions just on the checkout page. Now, if you're using Shopify, and I go over step by step in my inner circle how to actually do this. I share videos with y'all, and I show you exactly how to do this. But what I wanted to say is, now if you're using Shopify, okay, I'll teach you a simple way to do this. So basically what you want to do here is you want to add more variants to the product, okay? And you want this to show up just the same way, okay? You want to add four or five variants, extra variants, or actually it would be, let's say you're selling something like, something that doesn't require, like, let's just say a camera, right? Camera, for example. And what you want to do is, let's say that camera's $50, right? And you're only selling one, right? You're sending people to the page and it's, you know, for one, it's 50. So what you want to do is add a second one. Again, put it at $99.98. The third one, you want to make that one the best deal. You say something in the variant like best deal. And then you put buy two, get one, you know, $15 for $15. And then you put buy four, you know, if you buy four, it's going to be whatever that comes out to, you know, almost $200. And you can even add a fifth one as well. You know, if you buy five, it's going to be like 250 or something like that, right? So that's how you're able to do it really quick and easy on the Shopify store. And again, this is going to increase your conversions, right? And this is before people even go to check out and they haven't even added, they haven't even bought any of your upsells, right? So this is just going to be more profit. And so you're able to make more profit with the amount of traffic that's coming in. So I hope this helps. I hope everyone is safe. I hope everyone has a great day. I apologize for the audio. I'm not sure how it's going to sound because I am driving right now and I am just using my iPhone 11 Pro. So I hope the audio is good. I believe if you implement this, it is going to, if you're getting sales right now, you are going to see a increase easily. All right, guys, thank y'all for listening. And if I gave you my step-by-step V-curve framework and showed you over the shoulder through video on how I build this out on Shopify or ClickFunnels, would you be interested? Let me know down in the comments below.